So there's an old country song from the Oak Ridge Boys. Y'all heard of them? And stuff. There's a line, a lyric. He says, the guy with the deep voice, he said, I never made any promises to them. At least none they expect me to keep. That's kind of the world we live in right now, right? We need to adjust. We as Christians, we need to adjust to the truth. And that's what the sermon's going to be about today, wanting to get into it. The truth. So what is the truth? We're going to discuss that, how to apply the truth and where truth comes from. And let me tell you, not what you say is true, but what God said is true. Amen. You can say what you want to say and you can believe it might be true, but truth is truth. And so we're going to talk about that. So I had another little story I was going to tell, but we'll talk about it later. So flipping your Bibles to John chapter 14. When y'all doing that, I'm going to do a little testimony. So, you know, John 14:6, y'all know that. That's my favorite scripture. I got it inscribed on my pocket knife. I got it on, I think, my necklace. My kids always get me stuff with John 14:6. And we're gonna break that down a little bit here in a minute. So we're not going to do a lot of flipping in the Bible today. We're going to just try to talk about truth. And, you know, just like I said, just because you say it's true don't mean it's true. So we're gonna get Jesus' point of view of what truth really is. And we're going to read John 14:6. And there's three words we're going to pick up on. But the truth is the one in the middle. I am the way. Okay. We're going to get to that in a minute. And the truth. And the life. So we got the way and the life. We got truth in the middle. So we're going to discuss what truth is. If you've been around me long enough, if you've come to any of the Bible studies, God has laid on my heart discipleship about getting off these benches and go out there and do something. And I've been working, that's me too. And I'm just not saying y'all are not doing nothing, but me too. And you don't have to preach. We know that. But there's work to be done, and God calls us to do it. And so we're going to kind of discuss where truth comes from. And let me just finish it out. I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There are no options on the route to eternal life. Only through Jesus. So what is the way and what is the life? And you got to know what the truth is first. Amen. So we're gonna spend our time on truth today the best we can. Truth is a reflection of God's character. Let's back up a little ways. Let's start with God. So what is God's character? And you know where I'm fixing to go with this. How you know where God's character is? How you know what Jesus has you to do? How you know that? And I beat it to death every Sunday. You got to get in His Word.
Amen.
Number one. You got to get in His Word on a daily basis. You know, we talk about that on how many times. Yeah. You're not going to know if you're just skimming over the top of it and just playing church on Sunday. And then, well, God ain't told me to do anything yet. Well, you ain't talked to Him enough, first of all.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, you got to build that relationship with Him on a daily basis. You know, and I jokingly say a lot of times, my marriage probably wouldn't be real good if I didn't talk to Lori every day about something. If I went once a week, how you doing, and move on, it probably wouldn't be a good relationship.
You can get Him on the phone, God.
You can get, yeah, you hear Charlie? You can get Him on the phone.
Amen.
You can get God on the phone. You can get Jesus on the phone. So God is the source of truth. Oh, by the way, you know, I always veer off. So there's three sides to every story. Y'all know that?
Amen.
There's mine, yours, and there's the truth.
There you go.
Just remember that, too. There's, you know, the truth is always out there somewhere. So God is the source of the truth. God is the ultimate standard of truth. And His Word, both written and embodied in Jesus Christ. Imagine that. Is truth itself. So He sent His Son down here for us to die for us, die on that cross, to establish what the truth is. The truth is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To give you the short answer, or the answer, and to sum it up real quick. But you got to have Jesus Christ. You got to build that relationship. You got to constantly be in communication with Him and stuff. And He will enlighten you. He will open your mind. He will give you things as you go along, as you mature.
Right.
And stuff. You know, just like Paul wrote about, like an athlete. You know, athletes just don't show up on what we see the pro players. What we see on TV is the finished product. Is what they train for to get there. The same thing with a Christian. We need to prepare ourselves, train ourselves, get ourselves ready, and ready to do what? Not just come on church to church, but to go out there and what your purpose is. Everybody has a purpose. And I get asked that, you know, you'd be surprised, or maybe you won't. I get asked weekly, well, I don't know what my purpose is. How do I find what? Well, go to the source, first of all. Go to the source, which is God's word.
Yeah,
and then He will reveal His purpose to you. We all gotta do something.
Yeah,
gotta talk to Him. Truth is consistent with God's nature. It's just not when it's feel good time, all the time. Truth is not subjective or relative. Truth is absolute and unchanging. That's a big word there, unchanging. And stuff. A lot of people take the word and make it fit them. And O.C. has a good saying. I like how he says it and stuff. Or Charlie. Anyway, somebody. And so don't, you know, you read something. There's a verse above it and there's a verse below it. Keep on reading.
Amen.
And tie it all in together. Just don't take a piece of it and make it fit you.
Amen.
Take a piece of it and let God put it in your heart.
Amen.
And build off of that.
Amen.
That's how you need to focus on reading scripture. So I always think about Satan when Jesus was being tempted in the desert and told him to throw himself, I'm paraphrasing. He said, if you jump off this building, God will come save you, basically what he said. And scripture does say that, but you got to keep on reading. God will protect you, though. But what did Jesus answer right back? And saying, don't test the Lord your God on that theory. So take all the scripture, take all of it, and build the truth around it. It's unchanging, it's reflective, and it's God's perfect and eternal nature. I think it was last Sunday we talked about your eternity started when you accepted Christ as your Savior. That's your eternity. It starts now. Don't wait till you get to heaven. And so you need to prosper off of that with God now and do something with it. And knowing where you're headed to eternal life. Things are going to happen here. We know that. I'm preaching to the choir on that. Things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but you got somebody in your corner.
Amen.
That's always there and never will leave or forsake you.
Amen.
I'm always there. He's always there. And that's the truth. That's one of the truths and stuff. And John 14:6, that's my favorite scripture, you know, what we read. I am the way, the truth. There's no getting around that. That's straightforward. Don't get no plainer.
That's it.
Good English stuff there. Don't get no plainer than that.
That's right.
There's nothing to debate. There's nothing to argue.
Amen.
But people do. Mm-hmm. You know. They just don't know. Truth is tied to God's faithfulness. What does that mean? You know, we're supposed to be faithful to God or whatever. Why? Because He's faithful to us first. And just think about, you know, we take for granted, everybody does, I believe. We take for granted what He really done for us.
Amen.
I want you to let that soak in. Just what He actually done for us. Jesus Himself come out of glory. Down here for you and I.
Amen.
Something that we couldn't do on our own. Never could do on our own. And He done it for us. And He knew He was the only way. And so that's what he sacrificed for us. He was faithful to us by doing that. So what are we doing in return? We should wake up every morning. Let's first of all pray fully, and thanking him for another day that he give us another life. And what would you have me to do today? Not what I want to do. It might line up with what you want to do, but you need to include God in that and line up with his will. Amen. And find out his instructions. Amen. For your day, every day. So truth is a reflection of God's character. Truth is also a way of life. And Jesus said, I am the way. So here's the way of life. Let me give you a little insight real quick. And so read about what Jesus did when he was here on earth. He laid the blueprint on the way of life, on how to transition from this world into the eternal world with him. He did it all for us. He stayed in constant communication with his Father. That's what we need to do. You know how many times we pray when we need him? That's the easy part. Oh, Lord, help me. I done did it again. But we need to be in that prayerful communication with him all the time. I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. You know, we can have some good times, bad times, and we can have some ugly times.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to keep God with us. He's there.
Come on.
He's there. Let me tell you, that's one truth. He's there.
Right.
It's us that we need to tap in. And Lord, help me, or Lord, be with me. And Lord, thank you. When's the last time you told God thank you?
Come on.
When is the last time? Just think about it. When's the last time you said thank you, God, for whatever he done for you? Thank you, God, I'm still breathing.
Amen.
Just everything we take for granted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kind of talked last week a little bit about the world, you know, the chaos that's going on and everything, but God's still in control, 100%. He's never lost control or never will lose control. And we need to hang our hat on that, that he's there and he has it. He's going to take care of it. Me and a friend of mine was talking at work. Me and him, I told y'all we get there early, he and I, and we have a little Bible study. We bounce things off each other and stuff. No matter what, and so this is where we need to be. No matter what happens, no matter what happens, and so we need to, lack of better words, I'm saying it's easier said than done, but we need to have the mindset it doesn't matter. What happened here does not matter. And so what matters is your relationship with Christ.
Amen.
And that eternal life. And so things, you already know things are going to happen, so don't be surprised when they do happen. Oh, Lord, why me? Don't be why me. Why not you? Answer that question first. They did it to Jesus. Why ain't they going to do it to you? They persecuted him. They still persecute Christians all around everywhere. And so we need to don't worry about this life. We don't, this life ain't part of us. Our life is up there with him. We already in the making of that eternal relationship. So don't worry about the stuff that happens here. Now, is that hard to do? It is with the flesh.
Yeah.
You got to have God. You got to have Christ with you. He can make it happen for you. He can give you that mindset.
Amen.
Truth sets people free. It's the way of life, and it sets you free. John 8:32. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
That's Jesus himself saying that. He just said, we just talked about he is the truth. Now he's saying the truth is going to set you free. Free from what? What do you think it's free from? Free from sin. The bondage of sin set you free. We are free. Truth's power to liberate individuals from deception and bondage of sin. We got a little fella out there running around, Satan. He's the opposite of the truth. He's the father of lies. We're getting that in a minute, too. He's the father of lies, and he's going to do everything he can, everything he can. And so to derail you with your relationship with Christ, he's going to do it. It's like you train to play a football game. You train to go fight a box, you know, that they prepare yourself. Go ahead and train yourself for a fight with the flesh and with sin.
Amen.
And stuff, and face it, and face Satan and his tricks and what he's going to try to do. And we got to live. Truth involves living according to God's word. What's this word? I can tell you right here. That's his word. There's scripture all throughout. So how often do you read your Bible? How often do you read his word? How are you going to know what it says? Unless you get in it. If you get in it, then you have his word. And then things start lining up a little bit as you go. And here's a good one. Here's what, now, you know, we have to do something, right? He gives us all this stuff. All this opportunity to have a relationship with him. He done his part. Now we got to do our part. And we got to do something. Not just believe in the truth, but act on it.
Amen.
We got to believe on it. And a lot of people believe Jesus in Jesus. Satan believes in Jesus. But you have that relationship, that continuous communication with him. And acting on it as in, because he's going to, if you get close to God, if you read a scripture, he's going to have you do something.
Right.
He's going to tell you to do something. It might be just simply as picking up the phone, calling a friend,
Amen.
Or whatever it may be. I got in trouble one time because I was trying, you notice I'm holding, my hands get me in trouble. Because I was trying to make a comparison one day of, not that it's a pecking order, but I went like this and like that. So like this was the best and this was lower. So I said, God's going to call you to do something, anything from teaching Sunday school to washing dishes. Yeah. So, and I wasn't putting them on a level like that wasn't my intent, but that's where it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I get reminded of that quite often. So, whatever God calls you to do, I don't care what it is, washing dishes or doing something, you just got to act on it. We got to do it. To get a reaction, you got to have an action.
Amen.
You got to do something. You got to do something for something to happen. Truth is contrasted with falsehood and deception. That's when we're talking about, we kind of hit on it a little bit about Satan and about just, you can take a little bit of scripture and you can twist it around. It sounds good. Those out loud, and so you pick up on people that's trying, that's out loud, just outright lying to you or saying stuff. But you got to be careful with when they take a little bit of scripture and, that does sound right, It sounds good. We got to be careful with that. So that's deception. And so we need to line up with the truth. Know what it is to compare it to deception and know what we're dealing with. The presence of evil and deception in the world are attributed to Satan, the father of lies. We need to use truth. We need to use truth to discern between the two. So just like taking a test, you got to study, you got to prepare yourself. And the only way you're going to know. And I know I keep beating a dead horse by getting in your word and reading, but I don't know how else to say it or how else to put it out there. That's the key. It's an easy concept, but I guarantee you, I don't know who, it don't matter to me. A lot of people never read this Bible until they come to an event with church or something.
Come on.
They just don't. And stuff. They save. If everybody knocked the dust off their Bible at the same time, we had the biggest dust storm in the world. So we need to get in there on a daily basis and study his word. Truth is a reflection of God's character. Truth is a way of life, like Jesus said, in different aspects of truth in the Bible. God's unchanging nature. That's what we need to really focus on for a minute. Unchanging nature. God is the same when back when Moses was walking the earth to right now. And nothing has changed. His standards hadn't changed. His ways hadn't changed. Malachi 3:6 tells us, I, the Lord, do not change. That's a piece of verse there that straight to the point. I don't change. I do not change. We got a world that adjusts to change and make it fit them. If it's in Scripture, it doesn't change. It applies to every aspect of life and every age of life. He's unchanging. He's unchangeable faithfulness. Hebrews 13:5. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. The writer of Hebrews got that from Deuteronomy. Know your Scripture. You don't have to know it verbatim necessarily. It helps. Study. Get in there. So you throw some Scripture out there. That's what he gave it to us for, to defend ourselves. And here's a good thing, too. The Bible applies to all people across cultures and time periods. It's eternal. Remember, we live in that eternal world as Christians. It applies to everybody at any time, any place, even the people we don't like. It applies to them, too. You know, we won't get into that too much because we already had that sermon on loving people. That's hard to love everybody. But it applies to everybody.
Amen.
God loves everybody. He sent his son for everybody.
That's right.
Unless I look, that's everybody. Mm-hmm. Is there another word for everybody? All. So look for truthfulness, honesty, and integrity in people's actions, in your actions, and relationships, reflecting on God's character of faithfulness. And I said, I don't know how many times, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't have to tell people you're a Christian. The way you carry yourself, the way you act, the way you live your life daily should reflect that you are a Christian. They can see it. They know there's something a little bit different about that person. Even on Saturday night. Monday morning. Even was OC. When you get behind a slow driver.
Amen.
Well, speaking of that, I thought about OC the other day. I went to Houston, which I hate. I hate the town. I don't the traffic. So I get there and I'm cheap. I don't like going on toll road. You shouldn't have to pay to drive on a road. So it was routing me there to go on toll road because that Siri, whoever she is, and so she's smarter than I am. So she knows there was a wreck ahead. I was like, no, I ain't going no toll road. So I cut it off, and then I sat in traffic for 30 minutes. And then I said, okay, Lord, I got to be calm. But the problem was the wreck was on the other side of the freeway. Not even on my side. But everybody's looking. But anyway. So everybody should know who you are by the way you carry yourself and your integrity. So how do you find truth? It's found in God's word. We touched on that. It's the foundation of principle for it's your foundation for life.
Amen.
To live in truth. John 8:44 says, for he is a liar, talking about Satan, and the father of lies. We talked about that earlier. So we're the opposite of that. We're the truth. Now here's what a rubber meets the road saying here. So just, you know, I told you we kind of touched on we got to do something. So here we go. So living in truth. So we got to just not know the truth. We got to live in the truth. We got to be the truth.
Amen.
Let Jesus work in us. Speaking the truth and examining the consequences. Meaning, there's opposition out there that you may run across that don't line up with same-sex marriage and you know, we got a ton of junk out there. I don't know how else to put it. I might get in trouble, but whatever. So we have to line up with what God says, God's truth and stuff, and don't, we can't tweak it to make it fit us.
Amen.
Or them. We got to be honest about our failures and asking God for growth. You know this definition of sanity? I told you all that a bunch of times. Yeah. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Amen.
If you go to jail every Saturday night, change up something.
That's right. Amen.
Do something different. It might be something ain't working right. So we got to be honest with yourself. And then, if you do slip, you do hit a stumbling block, just pick yourself up and get right back in line with Christ.
Amen.
He's there with you.
Amen.
We got to, not only we got to speak the truth, we got to, you know, it's found in God's word. We got to fill our minds with God's word. We got to purposely be trustworthy and reliable. We have to stay in God's word. We got to spread God's word. Matthew 28, what's he tell us to do? Disciples of Christ, that's us. If you're a Christian, you're a disciple of Christ.
Amen.
Go. He's not saying you're coming back either. He just said, go. Go do it. Now, that, you know, like I said, it might not be overseas. It might be right here down the road. I guarantee you, we can. Every one of us in here can get up right now and walk out these doors, and within 5 minutes, we can go reach somebody that's lost.
We could.
Amen. There's a ton of people in our neck of the woods that needs to be hear about Christ. Then we got to apply the truth in our daily life, recognizing the importance of it. Examining past failures and learning from them. We talked about that. Challenging lies and embracing biblical truths. We got to embrace it. We got to live it and apply it. You know what's real dangerous for a Christian? Is to be passive. We've been passive for a long time. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You know, it don't affect me. Just let them do what they want to do. But now look at the mess we're in. We're in a mess. The whole world. God's still in control. He never lost control.
Right.
But don't you think sometimes, you know, if you keep doing it over, he's like, okay, that's what you wanted? Here you go.
And
try that on for size for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
What's that? What you say? You can do what you want to do, but he make you wish you hadn't have.
Yeah, you can.
Now, we don't need to go knocking heads with Bibles and necessarily and stuff, but we need to stand up for the truth, though.
Amen.
You know, if we're not, we don't need to be scared of hurting somebody's feelings. Just be honest with them. You can tell somebody the truth in a caring, loving way, like Jesus did. And we need to, we're living it, we're applying it, we need to keep seeking it too. You know, until he calls us home, we're not done, we're not finished here. We need to stay in his word and stuff. I promise you, you ain't going to learn all of it, 100%. That's why. And how many times, if you read scripture, let me tell you what's going to happen. You read scripture, I just throw an example out there. It just so happened, Book of John, it's a pretty good book. The Book of John, I don't know how many times I read it. But every time I read it, I learn something else.
There you go.
God will do that to you. He will open you up and if you continue. So don't worry about it. Oh, and that's another thing, too. We are our own worst enemy. God go tell you to do something. Well, I'm not worthy enough. You just insulted God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God created you. Mm-hmm. He knows your capabilities.
He chose you
to do that specific thing.
Come on.
You need to go do it.
Preach.
And stuff. Because remember this, you need to take the I and the me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let Christ in you to do what he wants you to do.
Right.
And you'd be surprised.
Amen.
And I said earlier, you know, I call this our holy week of the church because we got Sunday night, we got Tuesday, we got Wednesday night, we got Saturday. It's going to be a busy week. And so I'm not saying you have to be there all of them, but I challenge you, if you show up to every one of those, guarantee you get a blessing out of it.
Amen.
There's no doubt in my mind.
That's right.
God will do something in your life. You never know what you're going to get, a word from God, unless you put yourself in situations where you hear the word of God. If you don't do anything at home, if you don't read your Bible, or if you don't go to church or Sunday school, you're not gonna hear nothing. Mm-hmm. So we need to seek it. We need to look for it. We need to study the Bible, engage with its teachings, engage in it. And also, we need to seek mentorship and guidance from those who know the truth, not just about the truth. A lot of people know about the truth, but they don't want to do it.
Come on.
Or they choose not to do it. You know, everything, all this is choice.
Right.
I don't know if you know this or not. It's all choice and stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, if you don't choose Jesus, you ain't got to make a choice to go to hell. That's where you're going.
Right.
I don't know how else to put it. If you don't choose Christ, you're going to hell, period. That's one of those truths that don't change.
Can't win without him.
Can't win without him. That's right. Can't win without him. And you headed to death. With him, you headed to life. What did he say in John 14:6? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except through the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. Then when you accept the truth, you find that truth. And you seek it and look for it. You will experience freedom and liberation from the lies, from sin. You will live a life that brings glory to God. And you will experience God's blessings and favor. Now, let me throw this in here. You're going to have a bad day every now and then still. We're living in a fallen world. We're still in this fallen world until we go home. But overall, you line up with Christ and live the way he wants you to live, you're going to experience some of his blessings and his favor. Just you waking up in the morning is a blessing. You know that?
Amen.
Even for you young people. We're not going to go down that road. The scriptures are God's revelation of himself to mankind. He revealed himself through his son and his word and sent it to us so we can be a part of it. We got the invitation. We got to take it. And the scriptures are never wrong. They're infallible. Never wrong.
Amen.
I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here real quick. You don't have to look at them. 2 Timothy 3:15-17 tells us, And you know from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. This is about scripture. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Notice that? He's going to equip you for his work.
Amen.
For his good work. We got to have faith and believe in the scripture. It's God breathed. It don't change. He's always there. He's going to equip you to do what he wants you to do. You got to do it. You got to do something though. I keep emphasizing that. Because I've seen so many people just in daily life. And it's a talk about being a Christian, but they don't do anything.
Come on.
Don't do anything for Christ. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, and we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is. You got to take it face value exactly like it is. Don't change it one way or the other. Don't add to, don't take away. You read his word and you take it. Which is indeed at work in you who believe. 2 Peter 1:21. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets through humans spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. You know what Jesus did when he ascended back to heaven for us? What he left behind for us? Let me put it that way. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. Let me tell you another truth. There's God the Father, there's God the Son, and there's God the Holy Spirit. There's three. They're there. And so, the plain as day, Jesus told us, you've got to come through me to get to the Father. And while we're here waiting to go home, he left the Holy Spirit back for guidance. And so line yourself up with God's Word. Stay in his will on a daily basis. Study his scriptures. Just be obedient. Obedient to his Word. And trust in what he tells you in his faith. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. He's going to equip you whatever you need. Everything's going to be good to go. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you an opportunity. As we play a song of invitation, we're all going to stand here in a minute. We're going to bow our heads, close our eyes. If you feel led to come up here to see me, I'm nobody. I'm just standing and I'm just doing what God is leading me to do. He's using me as his vessel. He's using you as his vessel to do his work. And you notice how he chose us to do his work for him? That's an unbelieving thought if you think about it. He chose us to do that. If you need to come pray, the altars are open. And another truth is God is everywhere all the time, anytime. You can do it right there where you're standing too. But if you feel led to come up here, everybody stand.